Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, Ilona Europa. Like always, Monday. I love my Monday. I couldn't be here last week. And I can say there wasn't fun Monday for me because I couldn't move. Ilona and not moving, that's like disaster because I am like this bunny. I need to walk, do stuff all the time. But anyway, that's what happened and I couldn't come here and I was in pain, but I'm not in pain anymore. I am so excited that I could be here back. Accent On for 4 years. Always on Monday at 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific time. Thank you for listening. And today, I cannot wait to introduce my guest. This is like, for me, birthday day or wedding day or the biggest celebration of the year. Because every year I have with me in the studio around September and October, my friend and very, very important human in LA and very important for Polish community and for film industry. Gentlemen, his name is Władek Juszkiewicz and he is a director of Polish Film Festival in LA. And Władeczku, close to the microphone, can you say hi to everybody?
Hello, and thank you, Ilona, to have us here every year. Last year we were here in men's company today.
Yeah,
we have ladies.
There's a few hot guys. I remember they were all young and
balance.
Like cool. Woohoo! But we have hot girls today, and I will say I like that. I like powerful ladies. What? How do you feel when you are surrounded by powerful women?
Very well.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, and then this year and today the show. Like you say, our show is very, very special. Like you said, I have on your right, that's the right side, yes?
Right.
I'm blonde, but that's right side. Very important friend of yours for also many, many years that works with you, and your name is?
It's Elizabeth Kensky. I'm the president of the Polish American Film Society.
You're a very important person for this festival.
Well, it looks like it, but I think that Władek is more important. Everything runs thanks to him.
This is true, but it's like in a family, they're like, whatever they say, neck, need
true.
To turn the head. And somehow I believe you are very, very important person that he always rely on. Is this
it's
true?
It's not important who is important. The important is that we're doing this together.
You do this
and
together.
It's our festival. It's not my festival.
It's
our festival.
It's the passion, and
yes.
You know, I like what I'm doing.
From the beginning? 16 years ago?
When did you join? You know, like, I helped before from time to time. I think it was from the 5th or 6th. Yeah. So then, you know, I really, you know, plunged into everything.
Okay, but we have like October. You all, everybody who is in the studio, and we have three more gorgeous girls here. We all need to be very nervous because it's like 2 more weeks, yes? And things are happening, Władeczku.
Yes. We have 2 weeks, almost 2 weeks and 2 days. We start on Wednesday this year.
Wednesday, 12th October, yes?
To accommodate our brother and sister, Jewish brothers and sisters, because of the Yom Kippur, and not exactly fit in it because the Yom Kippur start on Tuesday, the 11th, and goes to the 12th. So
they will forgive
not exactly
you.
what I was planning, but what we can do.
Okay, then could you announce officially date and a place?
Officially, the 12th of October, Wednesday, Egyptian Theater is our traditional place when we open. The festival was red carpet, was a reception, and with the awards, because we present the awards at the beginning of the festival. with the jurors present. The jurors are the American filmmakers from Hollywood. And from then, we go to three years, Lemley Theatres. It's new open Lemley's Monica Film Center, our old place, Noho 7, and one screening at the place where we start the festival. It's musical at Beverly Hills, where we screen a film, Persona Non Grata, produced by Poles in Poland, shot by Japan, about Japan person saving Jewish people at the beginning of World War II.
Wow.
So this
That's
is the two places, and we have three more places. Two universities, Northridge, CSUN, and University of Southern California, USC, and one place in Orange County, South Coast Village Theater.
Wow, so how can you remember all of that? And I'm hoping...
In front of me here.
Yeah, I think you remember everything. But the most important is to remind people that even if this is a Polish film festival in L.A., and this is year number...
17.
Then people...
17 and a half.
17 and a half. People supposed to already know that it's not exclusively about Polish cinematography. It's a lot of people outside of Poland who are part of creativity, yes.
Our definition of Polish film is a film made with Polish filmmakers. Doesn't mean it must be made in Poland or in Polish.
Everybody who listen, one more time. That's, I think, the most important line, because people need to understand that when you go and see all of these movies, you will be surprised that what? It's not in Polish? What? It's
and
not only Polish?
I can
what?
Prove it. At this time, the Persona Non Grata is in Japanese, English. Then we have two films in Swedish, and we have one film in German. It's made in Germany by a Polish director, so we include to that. We have a few short films made here, so it's in English, and the rest film are in Polish. They have English subtitles, so
amazing
film for everybody.
I think this is like the most interesting situation that can be, you know, because it's not exclusive, it's inclusive.
This is what we're trying to do.
Lovely. And one thing that you didn't tell us, October 12th, we know the place, but we don't know what time.
It's 6 o'clock, the reception on red carpet, and at 8 o'clock, the event and the screening of The Eccentrics, which brings the Janusz Majewski new film. And, you know, it's by invitation only. It's not, I'm sorry that I'm saying that. But it is our fundraising. So if you want to join us, please make donation on our website. It's minimum $80, and you will have invitation and be with us.
How many seats?
Theater has 600 seats. So
okay, 600 people is welcome to give minimum $80 and more if they could and want.
Eat pierogi or vodka.
You know, yeah. I think I need to pitch that because I am always so angry because I'm trying to get at 6 to this place and I'm living not so close, of course. Then mostly it's like, oh my gosh, can I have my pierogi? Can I have my Polish food? It's so beautiful. It's just done so elegant. Ladies are looking magically. Guys are looking perfect. But the table with all Polish and European food can satisfy everybody. Then we need perfect 600 people with open hearts and open packet. And where and how? Where is the link that people can right now
it's
remember?
It's our website, polishfilmla.org.
Polishfilm.
LA.org. Okay. And you can find all the program or the films, the description of the guests, and all details are there.
And of course, everybody can go to Accenton on Facebook. I have all links to our festival. And also today, like probably in 3 hours, we will have our show ready for downloads. Or everybody can listen for a million times. And tomorrow, I think all description again will be posted there with all links. Then it's easy. It's easy. Please, October 12th. Very, very important. Thank you for one moment. and I need to still come back. Maybe, oh no, I will introduce maybe our beautiful girls because they're hot and they're young and they are full of energy. And yes, the girls are from Poland originally. We all are from Poland, from different... Oh, Wadeczku, you are from what town in Poland originally?
From Głogów.
From Głogów. And this is close to?
To Wrocław.
To Wrocław.
Warszawa.
Warszawa. And now, okay, what is your name, you beautiful girl?
Hello, my name is Joanna Krawczyk.
Joanna Krawczyk. And originally?
From Kraków.
From Krakow. Oh my gosh. And how many years you are in LA?
I've been here for 2 years. I'm attending New York Film Academy in Burbank.
And New York Film Academy in Los Angeles.
Yes.
That's always confusing.
Yes,
I had a few beautiful artists and filmmakers from this school. This sounds like a very, very good school, and the whole world is studying there.
Yeah.
2 years. But yes. Before you came here, how did you decide that film is what you want to do?
Well, I was always interested in photography in the very beginning, and theater mostly, since I was very little. And then it just naturally came into, you know, telling the stories. And that's what I really want to do for the rest of my life. And now since I did this first, that was basically my first short film. And now since I did this one, I feel like this is my place.
We need to talk about that this one. What does this mean, that this one? Title, what is this movie about?
Well,
this short, I understand. But, you know, it's like... Don't be so easy, like just describing.
Right.
This is not easy to get to this point that you have screening on Polish Film Festival.
Yes,
you were chosen because I will come back and talk numbers. I know it's a lot of films, and get to this point that you are shown and people can focus on you. That's big stuff for you for sure. And for us too, to see your film and
hopefully.
Not somebody else. Okay, title. And could you describe us a little bit your short?
Sure. My short film is titled Grief, and it's a psychological thriller. It's a very surreal piece about a young woman who tries to find out if her mentally ill sister committed suicide or not. And she meets this crazy psychiatrist, Dr. Stewart, who through the experiment introduces her to a maze of her own dreams where she discovers the truth. It's running about 12 minutes, and this is my third festival because I just completed it in June, I think, yeah. So I've been already to Koszalin Film Festival, and I've been to LA Shorts, and this is my third one, and
shorts or three different ones?
Oh, no, this is all the same shorts.
All the same, and did you produce this film this year, last year?
Oh, this is this year. Yeah.
2016.
2016. It's my intermediate project, which means it's halfway through.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you are still studying?
Yes, I am. I have one more year.
One more year. And then this is the war for every creative person, how to get a visa and stay here and work here, yes? But I think with everything what you do, hopefully this will not be so hard.
Well, I hope so too, but...
Do we have somebody that we need to talk to over the, you know, LA Talk Radio and say, hey, this is the lady that would like to... What is your dream? What will be your dream? Studying and working for somebody else? Or what you will be doing when this next year will like pop up so fast? And
I'm working on my thesis film right now on the script, and I'm also writing my first feature script. So I'm hoping that this film will do good on festivals, as well as my thesis, and hopefully someone will be interested in my feature script. So
we'll be keeping our fingers crossed. You know, I know how hard it is to create something with very little money, and you are talking feature film right now, full length. Then I don't even want to ask you where you will find this money and how you'll do this, but magic is happening, and America is the place. This is the place that magic happens.
Yeah,
for
I've noticed.
Sure, and me too. Trust me. Everybody says, you know, Ilona, every year you're doing something else, and it seems like that things are progressing in the direction that I want to. I never give up. I'm the pusher. I always push,
Same here.
I don't know why I wake up one day, boo, I want this, boo, I want that, boo, and I don't ask myself how. I just do it.
Exactly.
And, you know, that's all what I love to do.
Yeah.
Thank you again for four years listening to Accent On. Everybody, it wasn't easy. No, it was easy. And I love this Mondays. Okay, another beautiful young girl. What is your name? Close to the microphone.
Hey, thank you for having us today in the studio. My name is Karolina Mikołajczak.
Karolina, you could have your own radio show. You are talking like the real announcer. I love it. Where this came from?
I come originally from Poland, as everybody, from Poznań. And I've been here for 4 years.
4 years. Did you study filmmaking in Poland?
No, no. Yes, I originally came here to study, and I went also to New York Film Academy in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And I've graduated, and now I'm just an independent film producer and director in LA.
And I was trying to ask you in the lobby, how is your day starting? Because, you know, everybody who is an artist, the people say in LA, everybody's an artist in LA. And then, but what do you do for life? I'm like, I'm an artist, I'm a singer, songwriter. Okay, Ilona, but what do you do for life? No, that's all what I do. And they say, no, how do you do? You need to have a real job. How can you, you know, keep paying your bills?
Believe me, it is a real job.
It's a real job.
It takes so much effort to make the movie happen, to produce it. That's
a lot
of work.
And I admire that, you know, because a lot of my friends who have many different artistic, I will say hobbies, because they don't treat this as a profession, because they go at 7 at morning to another job, and they, on the weekends, they are putting what's supposed to be the most important part of their life really on a 2 days schedule. Is it tough? You need to dedicate your life to your profession, and that's what you want to do. Yes, 100%.
Absolutely.
Then I tried to ask her, but no, she said, I'm drinking my coffee. That's all what I'm doing. Okay, what is the title of your film?
It's called Unplanned Parenthood. It's a feature film comedy inspired by true events actually happening here in LA. It's a very beautiful story of four roommates coming from all the places around the world. From Poland, from Denmark, from United Kingdom, and Indian American.
Interesting.
Yes.
And they all live in the same place?
Yeah, that's how they meet. They live in the same place. But surprisingly, one day, the baby is dropped at their doorstep. So it's a journey of them trying to create some kind of family for the baby and figure out what to do with the baby, right? And comedy is coming from, obviously, you know, they have no idea how to deal with the baby. They have no idea how to make it
cry. And everybody's
from
another country, and they
exactly.
probably have their own, like, magical ways.
But, of course, you are talking about your new film, not the one which will be screened.
Yes, that's the
Thank
new
you,
film.
Mr. Director of Polish Film Festival
in LA. That's
what
I'm LA. Working on.
That's your future. That
yes.
will be full length.
Yeah,
movie?
Feature, yeah.
Woohoo! Okay, let's go back to what will happen in October.
Oh, yes, October.
What
Polish
day?
Festival.
What day? Because we need to come back and organize for people who listen to dates when the films will be shown. Then your movie title?
The Stradivari.
Oh.
Like the Antonio Stradivari, the
violin. We are talking violin.
Maker.
I was playing violin for 7 years.
Oh,
and
there you go.
Obvious. Wow, is this history of his life or history of one violin?
No, actually it is a story about a violin maker, a very traditional guy who is trying to find his new way and place in the modern society of electric instruments and changes.
Electric violins.
Electric violins, exactly.
That's very, very interesting. You know, but a few years ago, we were managing a great artist who is playing double violin, and she's an Indian Shankar, and she was playing whole score for Passion of the Christ, and you know, and she scored
a
very unusual way, and that was very interesting for me, because she really never played real violin. That's all that was created for her, the double violin, and she was scoring. Till this day, she's all over many festivals. Then if you ever need unusual violinist, not the Stradivarius one, but if you like this type of story, it's interesting. It's electric, but weird too, with very Indian flavor. Okay, then 12 minutes, yes? How long is your movie?
Mine is 9.5.
And it's about a gentleman who is creating...
Yeah,
in today's world or many, many years ago?
No, yeah, it's contemporary piece. So, like, he has his own violin shop and his own workshop where he creates violins, where he makes them, where he sells them. And in those rough times, you know, of innovation, he needs to, like, adjust and kind of relate to the changes happening. Well, mostly imposed by his innovative mother. So there's also, like, a family issue in the movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Again, very interesting. Very interesting story, for sure. And what date will be for this movie? And if people want to come for screening, do we remember?
Yeah,
19th
October on Wednesday.
What movie?
The Stradivari at 7 p.m. at Lemley Noho.
Okay, wonderful. I don't even know how we can give people all these dates. You know, I could post this on Accent On. That would be fun.
You can,
you know?
You can link to our website, yeah. And everything is there.
Okay, now I put this link. Then please, people, don't be nervous that, I don't remember all these dates. Really go to the website, and it's very easy to navigate.
Exactly.
This way. Great. Okay, now we have one more beautiful lady in our studio. It's really nice to meet you. Mm-hmm. Originally, you are also from?
Poland.
Yes, and from Krakow?
Yeah, I am from Krakow, yes.
Oh my gosh, again. Poland is so beautiful. We need to pitch Poland for people. People need to understand it's one of the coolest countries in Europe.
It's amazing. It's absolutely beautiful. Absolutely.
And your name is?
And it's not Holland, like everybody.
No,
oh,
Holland.
Yeah, I know Poland. No, they also, an H. No, it's
you
not.
Are so right. They think I am from Holland.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, Poland. Yeah.
Is that a marijuana plant you have on your desk, by the way? Speaking of Holland.
This is not mine. That's
it's
from
not
radio.
Yes.
What do you like
fingers.
About this plant?
No, it just looks like something that could come from Holland.
Okay, for smokers. Like a very eclectic, but it's not mine.
It's not yours.
Anyway,
sure.
It looks beautiful and free. Free,
yes.
Free, very free.
Absolutely.
Then your name is?
Alicja Bachleda.
Okay, Alicja Bachleda. Curious. Mm-hmm. And that's very unusual name, not for Krakow people, because Bachleda is very, very popular very strong name.
Highlanders, yeah, from Zakopane. So my dad's family is from Zakopane.
Okay. And your life really started in a very unusual way, because you were born...
In Mexico.
What's happened to your parents? How does this happen? Like, they decided to, like,
Skinner.
Yeah. No. My dad was a teacher for 6 years. He's... a geophysicist, and he was teaching at the university in Mexico City, and then he was in Tampico, and I was where I was born. And my mother joined him for 6 years, and I was born. Only 3 months after I was born, we went back to Poland. So I grew up in Poland, but I do have a Mexican passport.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
I know, it's awesome.
And this helped you like 20 years later, I think, to just be able to study.
You would be surprised, but when I was coming here, I thought I have like two best passports in the world, Polish and Mexican.
Yeah, that sounds funny in a way. You know, it's like very unexpected.
Well, we'll see eventually, maybe. But yeah, it's actually interesting. I love Mexico and I love Spanish and I studied Spanish and crack out to be able to speak my mother tongue, let's say. But
and your life is very interesting. Obviously, you are accomplished actor and you're a dancer, you're a singer. We'll be playing one of your song, and it's just beautiful ballad, and I want people to know your vocals. And honestly, when I heard your voice, I was like, beautiful voice, beautiful.
You
know, the Slavic soul and Slavic timbre of the voice is very specific. And I think right now, from UK, a lot of beautiful singers like Adele, of course, that we love, they're coming with the just beautiful, pure voice. It's not so much outside of the great delivery. You got a beautiful voice, and it's very interesting if you would like to
Slavic
do something
voice
serious.
And Slavic songs that we're singing. So
yes,
exactly.
But you know what I'm saying, the quality of her vocal is just very beautiful.
Thank
for a singer, and you're just supposed to do something here, maybe in English. Did you ever record something in English?
I have recorded, yeah, absolutely, but not in LA. Like, I think there was a time when I started to record albums in Poland, and then I was signed to Universal Germany, I think, and I kind of escaped that world. I decided I want to go to school in New York, acting school.
Okay.
I went to Lee Strasberg, and coming to LA, I never really embraced a singing career. I mean, I do it because I love it.
That's the word.
Yeah.
I do it because I love
it. Yeah, so I sing all the time. I just don't sing in public.
I'm here to help. You don't know me, but I'm working with a lot of American producers, and they are amazing, really, really big. And I, you know, I can send you samples, of course, of production that we do for a lot of artists.
Sure,
beautiful voice. I think before we'll start talking a little bit about your movie career, and then we'll come back to the most important lady when it comes to Władysław Juszkiewicz and Film Festival, and talking a little bit about her career, I would love people to listen to probably something that they will not expect. This is a very unusual ballad. Could you tell us a little bit who is a writer and who wrote the song?
Yeah, this is a very popular song back in the golden age of Poland. So right before the war, the Second World War. And it's written by Władysław Szpilman, who was the pianist that people in America might actually know the movie.
Lots of great music he wrote for a lot of American movies.
Beautiful songs that not many people know about. They know him as the pianist, but they don't know him as a fantastic composer. So this is one of the songs that I recorded. I was actually approached by his son, Andrzej Szpilman, who wanted to record his dad's songs. And
how many songs did you record? This is an album.
I don't remember. Actually, we recorded it almost 9 years or 8 years ago. So this is actually, I actually haven't heard the song yet.
Cool. You put a headphones, listen to your own song.
Maybe. I hope you enjoy it.
Yes, people will. I know. Where is my mouse? Mouse. Okay. And maybe people can learn a little Polish. Skończona gra. Everybody repeats. And in English, how would translate this title?
It's probably not translatable.
End of the game.
End of the game, but it's more like it's over.
It's over. Yeah. That's how I feel every day when I wake up. Okay. Is that just new beginning? Oh, it's over.
Exactly. It's a love song.
Nagle jak po ogień, jak złocisty wiatr, niespodzianie wpadł mój miły. Nie zagrzeje miejsca, leci, pędzi wiatr wśród gałęzi, wiatr wśród gałęzi. Gdzie jesteś? Mija wiosna, lato, jesień. Czas już złote liście niesie. Ach, gdzie jesteś? Powiedz, gdzie? Staje się złym żartem, nie jest nawet grosza warte. Nie pisz do mnie, chcę zapomnieć właśnie ciebie. Nie dręcz, odejdź, będzie pięknie. Dosyć już
beautiful, Alicja Bachleda. Beautiful, beautiful tonality, really nice lyrical, just mood. And everybody's looking outside of the window, and sun is like so little orangey. It's almost over.
It's setting,
Yeah, we need songs like that. I really, really. It's like singer-songwriter
style. It's a beautiful
text
as well. It's very sad, but like, I mean, sad-ish. It's about unfulfilled.
And as you said,
love.
It was recorded 9 years ago.
Yeah.
And when I asked her to give me her bio for our festival catalog, she put the last sentence that she recorded.
Come on.
For the Sosh Spielman songs. And because I admire him and I know his son, so that at this show we have to play this.
Mm-hmm.
So I contact Andrzej. And we get this song, and maybe they will right now get together again to issue the.
Yes, it's ready. It's just waiting for the right moment,
the
I guess.
Look at how life works. You know.
Everything is right now in her hands.
Everything is a timing.
Yeah.
And I think, 9 years ago, you didn't know that 9 years later, probably that was the reason why maybe this child. Already beautiful and dressed up, will be in hands of a lot of beautiful people who want to hear, listen, you know, to this type of music and remember the retro, old, beautiful sounds, which is now, beautiful now, you know. Okay, let's talk a little bit about your career because, come on, you are very young, but like for the young woman, you had too many movies already that you made. It's 1999, the first. Which I see.
Many movies in many countries.
But come on, how young 20 years old girl, I don't know how old you are, in the 20s, yes?
Sure.
Andrzej, you will be young
anyway.
Forever. You are very young. But Andrzej Wajda is like one of the biggest film director in the world. And why he chose you? How does this happen for Pan Tadeusz, one of the biggest movie? For us, for sure.
I remember I was 13 or 14 years old when I went for a casting. I just heard he is looking for a girl, and actually I didn't think of myself twice because my hair was dark and I didn't look like typical Zosia, which is a very popular Polish character. Everybody knows how she looked like. It's a very famous Polish book. It's like our Bible. So everybody had this very specific picture of the characters, and I didn't think of myself like as someone who can act the part. But anyway, I went in, and there were 3,000 candidates. And I just, I don't know, I did my best, and I remember they called me and asked if I can dye my hair a little, which was a huge tragedy for a 13-year-old. I was like, I don't want to dye. But anyway, I did a little. So they can have an imagination. They can kind of have this idea how I will look, and it worked out.
Oh.
So I
big break. This is like a dream come true.
It was kind of. I remember that was on the news in Poland, and it was as well maybe too much. I mean, I remember they were looking for this girl for months and months, and once they announced they found me, it was a little too much for me. I remember, you know, paparazzi in front of my house, and I was just 13. I didn't know what's going on. So it was, but it was fantastic, of course. And that was kind of my first, not my first adventure with film or theater, because I started when I was six.
Yeah, you were a ballerina also.
Right, but I actually started to do films when I was six as well.
Wow.
But that was my first big screen debut. The films before were TV and theater,
wow.
So... Yeah, that was pretty.
But then I see, because I have, you know, everything in front of me. Then you have 2000, another movie, Sisyphove Prace. Prace. Then 2001, 2004, 2006, 2007, 2009, 2012. Oh, she had 3 years break. What's going on? But anyway, we gave you
just
this 3,000 break.
Yeah. Glitch
3 years.
In the internet, I think.
Oops.
I've been working.
I'm sure. Then 2014, 2015, 2016. Wow, you lucky.
I guess, of course, I'm lucky.
Or very, very, very talented and beautiful. Or both of three.
What could I say to that? No, I'm absolutely very lucky. We need luck with everything.
Yes.
I was very lucky in this town because I came here. First, I went to school in New York, and then I moved to the same school in L.A., to Lee Strasberg in L.A., and it was a great experience. But then I got introduced to this world, to show business, let's say, and it's tough, you know. And I thought just by having some experience and trying my best to do, you know, the best acting, sometimes it's not enough. I was really, really lucky because I worked in a German films before, and my German director got an offer to do a movie here. And mm-hmm. he said, listen, I can't offer you the lead because we need a name. At that point, I had no name. So he said, we're going to offer you to a big actress, but we'll see, maybe one day, you know, I can like write you in. So he wrote actually a tiny little part for me in the film. It was supposed to be 2 days of shooting, and I was super, super happy. I was still at school. And then literally a week before they shot the film, they said, listen, we lost the main actress. Can you please play the lead? And I was like, yeah,
Faith.
I'll think about it.
Wow.
No, so that was actually, that was a dream come true, because then I got the agents, and I got into SAG, which is the union, which is hard to get without a movie, but yeah. You can get a movie without being in a union. So it was kind of a vicious circle that it's hard to break through. And that's why I'm saying I was really, really lucky. And since then, I was just working hard and was blessed to get offers for great films.
And now we have Polish Film Festival. You mm-hmm. are here, and
I'm
your
here
movie,
with this tiny film, which is a fantastic
to make
little film.
One picture from the studio, then we'll go make picture for people outside. But sorry that I interrupt. But very important announcement, because your part in a Polish Film Festival is very important this year. Władysku, or you will describe. Are you a guest? Are your movie is shown in a film festival? What is she doing this year? Because why she wasn't there last year?
I think I was there last
year.
She is
year. Always at the
no,
festival
maybe
the guest.
I wasn't.
No, you wasn't.
I always come. I try to, when I'm in LA, I always come.
Yes, yes. She's always
big
there.
Big part of it is
and
the pierogi.
And support the festival.
But that's
as well,
what I said.
But of course, the movies. The movies
but
and the gala.
It's important to support and be present.
Yeah.
This is what we need.
Yes.
And unfortunately, this year we have a short film which she is in, and we're hoping that in the future we will screen some film feature with her mm-hmm. involvement, because as it fits to our definition.
Mm. Title of the movie. Short.
Well, that little film is called Breathe, and it's by Paul Kowalski. He's a Polish director that actually, that's an AFI thesis.
I think he was with us last year.
Yeah.
Last year, yeah.
Da! Was he that handsome one that you were talking about?
Duh.
Yes.
Duh.
Duh. So, no, he just asked me to play a part in the film, and it's a kind of interesting character because I'm playing two people. The leading guy, he has, I'm not going to disclose too much, but it's a psychological drama kind of thriller as well, and he goes through this labyrinth of his mind, and he sees his dead wife and some other people. So I'm playing a Polish woman that comes with him as his wife to America, but as well this American patient that actually he just sees her face on that person, and that was interesting because I had to switch from Polish accent to American accent, and that was kind of fun to do.
And you like yourself in a Polish better way?
Oh, it's hard to tell. I mean, I don't like
decide.
Myself, period. But
anyway. Oh, no!
No, it's
no,
just hard to watch.
It.
It's always hard to watch.
Yeah.
But I love doing it, so.
I love it. Okay, so, and the day for this movie?
You said it's
shown?
The 16th, right?
I think the 16th.
The 16th
of October?
The 16th in Noho at 5:00, 5 p.m.
16th.
And
but
she will be there for Q&A, so.
Will be?
Yeah.
For Q&A. But maybe at this point I can already say I will help to bring the film that is premiering now in Poland, which I think is going to be pretty cool. It's called Pitbull, The Dangerous Women. And it's very important because it's about strong women.
We
and
like
I think
this
now
topic so
we
much.
Are in the time of strong women. So I think it's just going to fit perfectly into the next
exactly.
next year's festival. So we're going to work on that one.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
room is like the most charming room and full of energy, and really the friendships also working so well together. And I want to come back. We are talking about strong women in Hollywood, in Poland, because we are from another country. People remember we came here from Poland, and I think we are pretty comfortable living
but
and working in America.
Working together, because they are coming with the films.
Yes.
But they, for years before, they were volunteers.
It's just
so it's, you know,
it's like faith brings people family, together and family. And now, you know, it's a festival every year is growing and has the big place in LA for so many years, 17 and a half years. This is like a big accomplishment. Then I will come back to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, you're a very unusual lady. I know how hard you're working on a Polish film festival, but you have some very cool... First, you are a very well-educated person, and I cannot understand how one person can speak a lot of languages, and you do, yes? What is your real life outside of helping very, very much and working all year round to help Władek on the festival?
Well, we work all year round,
yes,
on the festival.
But it's between, do you have something else that you do?
Well, I used to, so, you know, but now I'm doing it less. I do translations.
Yes.
So I translate my books and...
Languages, please.
Languages.
What languages?
That was always English. English, Polish, German sometimes, a little bit of Spanish. And, well, I used to work at a place...
Yes, we want to hear this name. That's,
I used to
come
work
on.
At Playboy.
Yay! Can you imagine? We have an unusual strong lady here, and not like for a short time. You were working there many years.
Yes, I worked there for a long time. But you
yeah.
know,
nice. Of course, it's a different show, and I like this place. I was there many times for many different cool events, and it's like a magical place, or like magic castle for grown-ups or whatever we can call this. I don't know. But that would be a very interesting topic. How and for so many years, how did you get working there? Because this is an unusual job, for
yeah,
sure.
Well, yeah, it was quite interesting, but, you know, I cannot say much because...
Of course, of course, we understand.
I'm bound to know by...
But still, you know.
Regulations, but it was, well, it was like being on a movie set every
yeah,
day.
Yeah, every day.
Every day was different.
You never
day.
Can write a book about these times?
I cannot.
Okay, cool.
I cannot, but I would like to write a book about my... professional experiences
yes.
in America.
That's very interesting. As a professional,
you know, like
woman...
At other places that I used to work, you know, how women are being treated.
Wow. Okay, we now have platform. I would love you to come and
yeah,
talk
because,
about
you know,
it.
This is something I've been thinking about, that really, you know, a men's world, unfortunately. In certain
wow.
groups.
Whoa, let's steer the pot. Okay, I would love to have you back and talk about this because we know it's not easy.
Yeah.
We have a really beautiful young people that seems like they will be included in this Hollywood lifestyle, hopefully, mm-hmm. naturally, because, you know, they're studying, they're releasing movies, and it seems like they have home around Polish Film Festival and people who are just friends. We talk, of course, about real actor who has so many movies. Alicia is just very known actor in Europe and in America too, and she has also an unusual story, private story that we don't want to probably talk too much about, but you know, do we? I never know, if, you know, don't ask me for my private life because I will tell you everything and trust me, it's not fun, but I'm one of those women that I have no turn pages. I can say everything what's going on in my life. But yeah, how is your life? You have a beautiful baby.
I have a beautiful baby boy who is 7
yes!
years old in actually 2 weeks, October 7th. So he's going to be celebrated kind of around the festival time.
Is this bad to say who is his daddy or not?
Is this bad? I mean, he's a great guy.
He's a beautiful man too. Lucky you. It's good to have a good-looking, you know,
well.
Dad.
Then very well-mannered.
Very well-mannered, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A real small gentleman.
Yes.
Oh, my son. Yes. I thought you were talking about his dad. I was like, what?
Okay. Is this okay
I'm joking.
To tell
this is all jokes.
Is okay to tell his name? Because, you know, the love story.
I mean, there's
is,
nothing
is,
to hide.
Yeah, of course. Everywhere when people can search your name, they'll be very excited. And
that is true.
Yes.
I guess that's
but
true.
His name is?
My son or my son's dad?
Daddy.
Oh, God. You say it because I...
No, you need to come from mama.
Mm-mm. Then it's not coming.
Okay,
you know.
Okay. Oh, son is amazing.
Thank you so
everybody,
much.
We make little mysterious moment. I think people who want to know more, please go and check Alicia Bachleda and see the pictures and see the daddy. You know, Hey, Polish ladies are amazing, and they're stealing hearts of very, very cool people. Yeah. And
we are amazing, yeah. Absolutely. We women, we Polish women are very strong.
Amazing.
Fantastic,
yeah.
Yes.
I'm raising my own child by myself right now for many, many years, and I'm doing very, very well with that. And we both girls are fighting for our American dreams, and
very
it's going
strong
well.
As women, and I think we just... We kind of have it from, we take it from our upbringing.
And mothers.
And mothers.
Our mothers are amazing.
And years of just, being able to prove that we're strong. So
yes.
So that's
and we never give up. And we just are lovely, lovely people. And again, I know we have 5 more minutes to end our show. I would love to put a little bit, maybe one more point. When is the festival? What day? What time? How to get there? Władek, I'm coming back to you, or Elizabeth, you maybe take over and tell us one more time. Date, the most important.
Asking how to get there. Right now, you can get the metro to both places in Santa Monica and Noho, so it you don't have to be in traffic.
And so, for what about students? Because this would be so cool to. I think a lot of young people would love to.
For the young people, students with valid ID, we have free entry to all screenings. Doesn't matter if the documentary or features, but documentaries, animation, and the short films are free for everybody. But the features, not free for adults, but free for the students. So we really
how
would
easy
like
you
to
make
those
this
people
for
there.
Talented people who want to see something beautiful European style. Of filmmaking is very unusual, and I think everybody who loves films
we
understand
have,
we are a little bit different.
Really, very big group of young filmmakers.
Good. Just give us a name or
from Poland.
Pitch
have,
whatever you
have,
want.
We have 2 actresses, Marta Nieratkiewicz and Agnieszka Żulewska, which will be getting an award for big talent, and we have filmmakers Tomasz Ślesicki, we have Miłosz Sakowski, all the students, Damian Kocur. And we have one more person which is supposed to be here is Alicja Jesica, which I make animation, and she will be at the festival, and so they're really for the young people to meet and talk about it, and it will be a great platform for that, and we have one thing which we didn't have in previous festivals. First time we are awarding. The Artist of Polish Heritage Achievement Award. We had a Polonegri Award, but this we've come out with a new one, and this year recipient is Loretta Sweet, which if you watch MASH, this is the Polish looking blondie nurse, and so she will be our guest accepting the award. And again, 12th of October, it's the opening, and then we're going to Noho 7, Lemley, and Monica Center, which is the new place for our festival, old but new.
Yeah, exactly. We are getting back to the place.
Because we were there. And then we're going to USC and to Northridge. And one screening at Music Hall at Will Hills Lemley there, Persona Non Grata. And after that, we're going to Orange County because, we are big distance people. So to bring people here to one place is very difficult. So while we are on the west side, it's not Hollywood. And west side, it's Santa Monica. Then going south, it's Orange County. So
how many movies? How many movies?
It's over 60 movies.
Gosh, Władek and Elizabeth. I don't know how you both, and not only both, of course, with a group
we
of people
you
are doing. I know it happened. Then again, as the Polish people say, you just don't ask why, you just do it. If you want to do something, you just do it. And we have perfect guests today. Every year I have Władek Juszkiewicz, director of Polish Film Festival LA, here in my studio, and I'm hoping for many, many years more. And with Władek Juszkiewicz, we had his right hand, and her name is Elizabeth.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for today. And maybe everybody, if we can one more time, in the Polish accent, we can just introduce ourselves. And everybody who wants to listen one more time to our show, please, in 2-3 hours, we'll be having downloads. And, of course, we can listen to the show again and again and again.
Okay, thank you so much again for having us here. My name is Joanna Krawczyk, and I forgot to mention that Grief will be screened on Saturday, October 15th at 3 p.m. in NoHo.
Beautiful.
Karolina Mikołajczak, thank you so much for listening. Dziękuję bardzo.
Oh, I love your voice. And Alicja.
I Alicja Bachleda, bardzo dziękuję. Thank you so much. And we'll see you at the festival.
And hopefully in 3-4 months we'll be listening to Alicja's English song. And do zobaczenia, everybody. Yeah. In funky way, Alicja, can you put headphones? I would like to play for 1 minute, because that's all what we have, song that is called Faith, that I recorded many, many years ago. And who will think... very unusual song. Anyway, but faith put us together. I think faith in the work and good stuff. But for 1 minute. They will play. Or not.
Faith. Somehow I feel like you keep my
listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.